Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. My dear friends, do you know what the GIVE Act is? I dare to say that many of you probably don't know for sure. You might have heard perhaps a reference to it. But let me just say that the GIVE Act was enacted by the House last Wednesday. Let me read to you, first of all, from an article by Fox News dated March 18. It says the House of Representatives passed a measure on Wednesday that supporters are calling the most sweeping reform of nationally backed volunteer programs since Emory Corps. But some opponents are strongly criticizing the legislation, calling it expensive indoctrination and forced advocacy. Now, the word GIVE Act stands actually for the Generations Invigorating Volunteerism and Education Act. And it does go hand in hand with the so-called Serve American Act. But what is this all about? First of all, the House already passed it. It says in this article that the legislation, slated to cost $6 billion over 5 years, would create 175,000 new service opportunities under AmeriCorps, bringing the number of participants in the National Volunteer Program to 250,000. Now, that doesn't sound an awful lot, and furthermore, it's just volunteer, so what's the problem? Well, let's keep listening. It says that this act would also create additional corps to expand the reach of volunteerism into new sectors, including a clean energy corps, education corps, healthy future corps, and veterans service corps. And it expands the National Civilian Community Corps to focus on additional areas like disaster relief and energy conservation. Again, nothing really bad about it, isn't it? Well, not if you stop here, but the question is this more of an agenda which is behind it? Because a bipartisan commission was asked to explore a number of topics, including, now I quote, whether a workable, fair, and reasonable mandatory service requirement for all able young people could be developed. Now, some have said, oh, this is ridiculous, that's never going to be more than just volunteerism. But if that's the case, why do we have such a bipartisan task force to explore the possibility? And so the article goes on to say that some critics suggest that the president's push for national service goes too far, and the recent congressional steps toward expanding the federal role in volunteerism and quote-unquote civilian service smacks of a larger agenda. They point to a campaign speech the president made last July in which he suggested national security could be entrusted to a civilian force. In other words, a kind of an alternative to the military draft, putting the military draft into the country through the back door, so to speak. Let me quote to you what he said. We cannot continue to rely on our military in order to achieve the national security objectives we have set. We've got to have a civilian national security force that is just as powerful, just as strong, and just as funded. Now, this is, of course, quite different from just a few people who are going to do some voluntary service. Despite denials that Mr. Obama plans to institute a mandatory program of national service, his original change.gov website stated that, and I quote, Americans would be required to complete 50 hours of community service in middle school and high school and 100 hours of community service in college every year. Later, the text was changed, apparently due to some pressure, to state that Americans would be encouraged to undertake such programs. And then in addition, Obama's chief of staff, Rahm Emanuel, publicly stated his intention to help create, quote, universal civil defense training. And he said that in 2006. So we have heard a lot about, quote, unquote, socialism being introduced into this country or even communism. And, of course, this is being dismissed as just a label. But let's not just dismiss it too quickly. After the war, we had this kind of programs in East Germany. And every East German young person was required to participate in some of these programs. We had the same kind of programs, of course, in communist Russia. We had them in communist China. We had them under Adolf Hitler. Now, Adolf Hitler's regime was called National Socialism. And so we have to be on the alert, because what we are seeing here is potentially extremely dangerous for all of us Americans. Because if we are trying to create some kind of a mandatory volunteer program, it's just one step away from a mandatory draft, and then we have a national service which isn't all that much different, to an extent, from the draft. And what happens to those conscientious objectors who are conscientiously opposed to fighting a war, or picking up a gun, or shooting our fellow man? Are their rights going to be trampled underfoot when these institutions suddenly become very powerful mechanisms to bring about patriotic and nationalistic games and goals? Well, my friends, we got to be on the alert. We got to be very watchful what is going on, because the tendency of what we are seeing right now is very, very dangerous. Thanks very much for paying attention. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.